This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, preach, Brother Hoffman. Yes, sir. Getting it done. Craig today, is it TED Talk or is he? You got to be doing something really important between him. I mean, seriously, I just, in my next life, I want to be like the Hoffman, man. Just so I can see the world.
Definitely making his rounds.
No, no question. No, he's got that worldly thing going. But the guy here that's got it going is the man who has not met a challenge that he has not conquered. From all the time I've been on the radio and we've had guests on, he will usually follow that guest. And he's done at least half the things the guest has done. And that is our man, Little. Little, welcome home.
Legend. Shout out to your man, Ant-Man number two. Mm-hmm. Hey, look. Odd Monk. Bad man. Doc, he's quiet, though. But you know what, though?
He wasn't quiet today.
He was quiet on the sideline. No, he wasn't quiet today. He just quiet and got the job done. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I would see Monk, man, coming through that tunnel. You two, y'all walking with your little suitcases, coming through the tunnel, going through the parking lot. Mm-hmm. I was a young rooster. I was a young buck, Anthony, back then. But I always gave praise to him. I think actually, we was the one that started calling B. Mitch, B. Mitch. Because when we said that coming out that tunnel that day, he ran had a punt and a kick return back against the Giants, I think.
Yeah.
We was all up there hollering, B. Mitch, B. Then he looked up like he was shocked. I'm going to let that go. But look, moving forward.
Oh, I'm going to follow up with it as soon as I see him.
Yeah, that's B. Mitch. Yeah, he remember. I told him about it. He remember coming through the tunnel after that game.
Okay.
And we were screaming. He said, nah, they've been calling him B. Mitch ever since he was been on where we was growing up and when he was young.
Yeah, okay.
But I thought we got it from this area, D.C. Let me say this about my man. Terry got to get in that practice, man. Terry, just show up. Let these people know, man, if you talk to him, number one, I think the wrong thing was a bad omen for him speaking out. He should have had his agent say something. You see what I'm saying, Doc? You keep all that stuff behind closed door. And I'm going to close this conversation off, big fella, by giving the DC Divas a shout-out.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
They playing for the big game in a couple of weeks. Hey, look, Doc, mm-hmm. That running back number 24,
mm-hmm.
Man, big girl shed about 5, maybe 10, 20 pounds. She's a beast. She's fast at that weight.
Oh, and Pitt, man, yeah, they
yes, sir.
The DC Divas. Yeah, we're looking.
That left hand quarterback.
She's a monster.
Man, them girls, man, looking sharp.
Yeah, we gonna get some coverage. They will be on before that game.
Yeah, they can't Ohio.
Yeah, they
can. Look, I'm gonna say this, Amity, pay attention. Championship City, 2 to 5 years for the Wizards and the Nationals. God bless y'all. Stay up, Doc.
You know what, Wizards? I'm going thumb up. You know I'm on a high right now with the Wizards. Appreciate you, Little. Thank you. I'm on a high. You know I'm always never BS about that. My eyes don't lie. The way they play defense, and that's summer league. But it's summer league for everybody. When you got a couple of guys that can get a shot wherever they want it. You got a guy that's a Skywalker now blocking like Dikembe. I just have a vibe. I hope the next time I see him, they knock me out of it. I was too excited when I saw it. Just how they attack you defensively and how they tie it to a string. I have never seen that here. If they didn't score a basket, I'd take them. That's how good I felt watching them compete. I was like, okay. I saw it. Because, you know, I was down on a Monday. We almost had a fight in the control room over what we're going to say about them.
Good gracious.
It was, no, because you're talking about Wizard. I go, for what? I don't open up my show talking about people that can't win.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned. I said, they probably heard it and said, we'll show Big Mouth. And I came back the following day and said, I bow down. I'm sorry. We all nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put on my Wizards gear yesterday. Yeah. And I said, okay. Because if you're terrible, I don't wear your gear. But I had my Wizards deal on yesterday. I said, okay. I'm back on board. I really am. I just get so excited when I see defensive pressure. That means a lot to me because I used to talk to Coach Thompson. You know, we had so much off-air time. He was so generous with his time. Saying how, because he was noted as, you know, but him and Bam sold different type of programs. It was zone and then man. They were done at the highest levels, two opposite approaches, but it made people dance at their music. Play Syracuse, you already knew what was coming. Still couldn't stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love teams like that. That's why the Kansas City Chiefs last year, was so interesting to me. That was not one of their best teams. What were they? What did they lose in?
Super Bowl.
I tell you how proud I was of that effort. Philly's better. They beat you down, man, like you stole something. But Kansas City was in it, and they were so inferior. Position, left tackle? Wait a minute. Who's your quarterback? Patrick Mahomes? And that's the best you can do? That's manageable. That's a criminal. Somebody should have gone to prison. So it's not easy, even if you have the quarterback. So as we listen to today's list was top 10 wide receivers. And I've been amazed at how much has been mentioned when people, well, Terry wasn't in the top 10.
Should have been.
Could have been or should have been.
Should have been.
But why is it dishonorable to be the 11th out of 30 plus?
I mean, I don't really put
too much. Are there 11 competent quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yeah.
You think so?
Did you see the top 10? I like that list. I thought all of those quarterbacks were deserving.
Yeah, we talked about it, but yeah. I'm just saying, but I said 11. So is the 11 guy a bum?
Nah, not at all.
That's my point. So we've been operating here with our quarterbacks 25th or 26th, 7th and 8th, or 28th, 7th, 8th and 9th, or 28th, 9th, and 30th, 31. That's where we've been hanging out.
Yeah.
That's how we roll. And y'all criticizing Terry, that's what he was working with up until last season. Now, where's Slim at now? 5?
Now, I wouldn't say 5. I think
4,
he's 10.
3, 2? No, I'm talking about our quarterback.
Yeah, 5.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You was working with 32, 30, 31, 30. You ain't broke 30 since I had an afro. All right? So what I'm saying, I've been bald for many years. So what I'm saying to you is that I just love the reactions I heard. I don't take it. I'm not angry. I don't take it serious because I don't take it serious. Because it'd be like if you started talking to me about aerospace. If you going to ask me about aerospace, I'd be sounding just as crazy as y'all. Some of y'all act when you call in talking about this. Some people offended today. I'm listening to people talking. How could it? You know how high he left. And I heard it was a vote or two. He was right there on 10.
Yeah.
And he had a significant jump of maybe about 13 to 14 spots, which is what I'm looking for. Incremental growth. Are you better this year than you were last year? Check the box. And y'all, some acting like you angry because he's the 11th. Man, have you seen the 10? First of all, let's talk about the top five.
Ooh, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it, Doc.
Talk about the top five and then match where they are and their teams.
AJ Brown came in at number five.
He's the only one with metal, with hardware.
Yeah, he is.
That's my point. It's entertaining as hell. I get it. But again, that's not number one on my box or my list of things to do. My list of things to do, so we go duos, the top five, the duos, okay? And I'm saying, I really like them boys in Detroit.
They are bad.
They are nasty.
I don't think that duo is better than the Bengals, though.
No, the Bengals, if you watch Quarterback on Netflix, okay, just sheer entertainment. First of all, I felt that the only man, put your money where your mouth is. If you have a team, open draft, who you taking first at quarterback? You now own your own pro team. You're at the table now. I'm giving you first right of refusal on this draft. We're having a personal draft. We got the two best. We're going to build our lineup. You go first. Who you taking?
Right now?
Right now. Straight up. No alcohol. You young people, see y'all.
Are we factoring in contracts, or are we just going
off? Don't worry about it. We got plenty of money. We filthy rich.
Ooh. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Taking you a long time.
Yeah, because no contract changes things.
What? The contract is like the NBA. It's a figment of your imagination. What does the contract, and there's this craziest thing going.
Yeah.
Okay, it makes no sense. Just know this. Teams that move the most, got the most things going, don't win nothing. So first thing going, you keep hearing about all this elaborate conversation. You become the Philadelphia 76ers. Step right up. It's Barnum and Bailey. We're moving. Or Bradley Beal, he was here. You talk about front office insanity. The Wizards. When they open up the encyclopedia and they put insanity, basketball movement, bingo, I know whose face they'll be showing.
Yeah.
Now I'm giving you a clean blank. I want you to back this up. You sound a little bit like, what's the kid that's here? It talks a lot of trash. Pretty popular.
N-E-L.
He's got a national show, too. He's
Nell?
Let me see. Nell? Linnell.
Linnell.
Yeah, Linnell.
Underscore.
Yeah, underscore.
BTP.
BTP. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all help him out. You know, I feel like when it's the ESPYs coming up and they be going, you know, Dick Vitale, and they're doing a great job. And I love that thing with what they're doing to fight cancer, the V Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The only people to give out their number and their tags more than that, the V Foundation, is Linnell. Yeah. But all kidding aside, you got the first pick. That's how confident I am. I'll give you the first pick.
No, I want you to take the first pick.
No. You in there talking all this trash, trying to down Terry being the 11th, and I'm going, all right, I'll show you think it's easy to build a team. Y'all mocking the 11th. I thought 11th, you know, cool. I am, I see a cat got your tongue now.
I want you to take the first pick, just to take some pressure off of me.
No. Your father, Mr. Haney, you know I love you, and I would never, ever not take pressure off your son because he's built the way. I know how you raised him. He's built for this.
All right, give me... Give me Lamar Jackson.
Okay, you got Lamar Jackson. Okay.
Number one overall. That's my favorite NFL quarterback.
Yeah. No, I can understand.
Jaden Daniels is my second favorite.
No, don't go back. Don't.
He is.
Don't tell
your
brother
that
you ain't got no love for him. Then go back with a rebuttal. No. I'm a JD5 guy. I give you a chance to pick a quarterback. Number one.
I went Lamar.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes, that is my favorite quarterback.
Lamar Jackson. Okay, no problem. Don't get JD, because I'm going to tell you something. JD5 don't want to have nothing to do with you right now. as much trash as you've been talking about him, and then you betray him right off the top. Okay, Joe Burrow.
That's who you taking.
And we running away.
He's a bad man.
I'm
surprised you're taking a pocket passer over guy that can, you know, really move around in the pocket.
I love, but see, you asked me, it's my pick, right?
You're right.
And here's the fortunate part. I got 4 years of data versus one. So I've got you basing a decision on your whole future on a short sample size. Me, because of my maturity and experience, I choose to have 3 or 4 years of data on the individual that I'm looking for. And I also, because you know I'm going hard on O-line, I know how to protect him. But I know what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm looking for. Then your wide receiver. You take the first pick.
Wide receiver, I'm going Ja'Marr Chase. Best in the game. Best in the game, sir.
He is right.
Or do I get two?
No, you only get one. Okay. No, you only get one. Be nice. See, Jefferson, to me, I think it's closer than...
It is.
Than you... But that's okay. I asked the question. I'll follow up. Jefferson.
I was about to say, you taking your time on this one.
Well, I got a lot to analyze. Quarterback, it wasn't that many to analyze. I only had 4 selections in my mind.
That's fair.
For quarterback.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, I got 24.
Yeah.
I mean, because... I know he plays for Satan. CeeDee Lamb is a monster.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But that's what the beauty of this. This is put up or shut up. So when I start looking at this, you get another next receiver.
Tyreek Hill. We're taking the top off the defense. This is one of the most explosive offenses in the game. If you're going to put 9 in the box, all right, we got 1-on-1 on the outside. If you're not, we're going run Lamar. We're going to read option you guys to death.
I never thought you'd take him, and I thought I was going to run away with him because that's why I was so arrogant. Because I figured I'm taking Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill. And you sure you want him?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I'm so shaken up at this point because I thought you would slip on that. Young people tend to, God, you went outside the cushion on that. You know that, I mean, the Lions impressed me.
You're about to go with Amon-Ra?
No, I love him.
Yeah.
Even though he's Trojan, I love him. But there's so many weapons. But since you took, I didn't never think you'd think of that. Good God, you shook me up on that. I said, this young brother, here's a dude who's borderline criminal and don't even know if he's going to be in the league, and you took him. I really wouldn't want him on my team. But for the purposes of beating you, I'd have to take him. Oh, man. You know, I really like 5 in Cincinnati. I like him a lot because I haven't seen him with the having to address the pressures of being the one. But homeboy, he can post you up. He can do so many different things. I think he's a little bit undervalued. But, I love him, and I'll take the size. So, yeah. Yeah, I think the Cincinnati, because if I had the Cincinnati trio, I'm just walking the dog. I'm gone. Because they are, till I see somebody else better, really even like the tight end. That's why it's a sin. Why aren't they went well in Cincinnati? They don't want to pay nobody. They're like the Nationals. And it's a lot of similarities. You know, having Scherzer. When they were loaded, they had a lot, you know, they have those name brand talent, but the idea of them sustaining it, they ain't gonna spend the money. The money becomes a problem for your long-term growth. But I was just doing, you know, a radio bit on that, and you surprised me. So I'm so disappointed I got caught. I never thought you'd go through. I knew if I had, I could ruin you. But you know, him to go as high as he went, you're right. Because I think in the latest poll that was out by the pros or whatever, the experts at ESPN, he was second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, two years ago, he was voted on NFL.com.
Oh, he might have been one.
Yeah, he was the number one player in the country. I mean, in the league.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want him on my team, but I understand his value.
Doc, he was coming off back-to-back 1,700-yard receiving seasons.
Yeah, but see, I got to be able to count on you being on the team.
True.
See, I don't even know if he's going to make it to work. He scares me. And when you scare me, then I don't trust you. Because no matter how good you are, if you in prison, you can't help me.
Yeah.
If you in the lockdown, you can't help me. First is domestic issues at the house. Then I got, see, you too messy. Because eventually, you and I both know, whether or not you want to admit it, if he wasn't a, quote, ball player, his behind might be in stripes.
Yeah.
And you now got to invest in him. That's the problem I have. Because I have to be able to trust you. You know, and the thing about, it doesn't mean you can't be a rough rider and be trusted, because you can. There's something about him. First of all, I'm going to talk. If I had him, I'd have traded him to you. He left the court. He left Patrick Mahomes to go to Miami. You know, Coach Thompson, one of the 100,000 things he taught me, I learned from him. He said, you know, I don't understand these dudes. They want to be in Miami. Do you realize the kind of money they're giving you? You can go home. You fly home every day. I scream. I must have laughed for 10 hours. Coach was serious. He said, son, look, we're talking millions. Do you realize aircrafts work almost every day? Why don't you go live in Miami, go make your money in Milwaukee, and when you leave practice, you say, see y'all tomorrow. Go to the airport, fly home, and come back to the next morning. It's like an Uber. Fly your behind somewhere. Don't mess up the money. Worrying about location. And I never thought of it, obviously, but Coach was right. They're making financial decisions. He left Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid 2 right rings now he'll never have.
Yeah. I mean, he wanted to. I think he just didn't want to be in Pat's shadow, to be honest. I feel like a lot of the success they had. Those 2 years, 3 years that they, you know, made the runs to the AFC title game and then the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All we did was talk about Pat. I mean, granted, you know, he was a part of the success. But
all you talked about was Pat.
I mean, we talked about Tyreek Hill. We talked about Kelsey. But Patrick Mahomes was the guy. And I think he more so valued himself a little bit more. And he wanted to be the guy. And I'm not going to lie, Doc. If you look at the top 10 receiving yard seasons, he has 2 of them. He has 2 of them. So I think what he wanted, he got sort of kind of in Miami. Like, he wanted to be the guy.
And he's the guy.
And he is the guy.
And yeah, and the it only just way won't amount to anything, though. You have to rent him from Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's a guy who's with Big Tony right now, because it damn sure wasn't Tony. But he said Puka Nacua Ram, because he said they ain't won nothing with them. So, and it wasn't Tony, but the person with Tony suggested it's a bad dude.
He is.
Hey, folks, stay with us right now. It's 5:23 in the nation's capital. DOC in for Brother Hoffman. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
301-230-0980. That is the ticket to get you in behind the gates, and then we can get on the lawn and go one-on-one. DOC and super producer Anthony Haney, is this really, is this Pittsburgh, is this 500, Tony?
Little leg Tony.
I don't know about his legs. Being little, the man's pretty, got good stature. I can't say that. Anyway, 500, what's up?
What's going on, dog father? Roof. So now Lil Bama, the dude with the fake me out wave cap. Hey, Doc, I seen the joints on Facebook where they get the little joints out. They buy them at the little beauty salon. It's like a cap that you like me and you, we're bald, but you can buy a cap. And they put a straight wave cap joint on top of your head like a wig.
So it's a fake.
And you look like Anthony.
Well, Anthony, you got to understand, he's a celebrity.
Well, I'm just saying. So he over there faking like he got real waves. But yeah. I'm just saying, them joints might be a doc. Look for the tag in the back.
No, I know. So I know. Look, I busted my joint a year ago.
For the tag in the back. It's great.
Hey, Doc, if he ain't using green grease or blue grease, if you don't know what that is,
I do know. It's magic. Come on, man. I already know.
Okay.
How you interrupting Doc's show? Anyway, Doc, look here. Slim, when grown folks are talking, sit at the kiddie table. Hey, Doc, I had my homie, mm-hmm. Puka, and it was a tough choice between my man Brown and Amon St. Brown. I threw in the running back with Gibbs. Mm-hmm. Now, forget Derrick Henry because we ain't pounding nothing, because I'm going to use Gibbs out the backfield. I'm going to use Gibbs to bust you wide open for 30, 40, 50 at a time. But, yeah, other than that, man, all that other stuff, I mean, Tyreek's nice. He's a little old. But you stole my man Burrow. Burrow, I mean, everybody that's saying Burrow ain't sweet, Doc, for real, right now, if I had a draft and you said, if you said who you want to take number one, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm taking Burrow.
I know. That's what the purpose of this was for. And I go, he is an absolute savage.
And folks don't realize how sorry his defense, I mean, dude, when I say his defense was sorry.
Pitiful.
All right, hold on. Can I make one point, Tony? Can I make one point?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
So I love Joe Burrow. I think he is great. He is definitely good at, you know, reading the defense with his pre-reads and things of that nature, delivering the football. Yeah. But guess what? He is throwing to arguably the best tandem ever, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. And then also, one thing to note, in 2023, when the Eagles had one of the worst defenses, they had the 31st worst scoring defense in 2023. Right. Guess what Jalen Hurts did with that team? He took them to the playoffs. He won 11 games that year.
You're a bad man.
We got to stop making excuses for Joe Burrow. You cannot.
Don't say we. I love Jalen too. But I'm just saying.
Hey, Doc Walker. Doc, can I say something?
Yeah,
can I say something?
You go ahead. I know you read notes, but go ahead.
Doc. I can't help who I'm drafted by. If I'm drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, fine. And if they decide to get Chase, fine. Higgins and the other dude, fine. And the tight end, that's not my fault that I'm stacked. I mean, dude, I can't do nothing about that.
But then go win games. You don't lose to a Patriots team that won 4 games all of last season. You don't start the season that way. You lost 16-10.
Hey, Doc, young folks don't listen. I said the defense was absolutely horrifical, and everybody knows Cincinnati starts off slow for some reason. Don't ask me why.
We're moving the goalpost, Tony. That's what we're doing. We're moving the goalpost. You're talking about Cincinnati's defense. Guess what? They held that Patriots team to 16 points. If you hold any NFL team to 16 points, you should win the game. The offense put up 10 points. 10 points.
Hey, Doc Walker. When grown folks is talking, tell that young folk that young boy.
Hey, you know what, Tony? Now. He's controlling the show. So you sit at Wolf Team, you push one button and you gone. Now you keep telling me to get rid of him.
Anthony, he's in control right now.
Yeah, apologize.
Anthony, I love you. No, I ain't apologizing because I'm grown, Slim. I don't do that. But
say goodbye, man. You know, he's only good for so far. He starts off really great every time, and it ends up like a lead balloon every single time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Big Tony.
Unbelievable.
And the Steelers.
He just kept moving. My thing is, he's also defending one of his division rivals' quarterbacks. Like, what are we doing?
Here's why.
You think I'm about to defend Dakota? Joe. No.
I know he's with one of the worst organizations historically. He took them to a Super Bowl. He didn't lose in a championship game. He beat the Wizard in the Wizard's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people can do that and have done that. Then he got in the big game with Cincinnati and almost walked the dog. Then he's been out for a season. You know how many reps he's had to put in the bank?
Yep.
He's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
And if I prefer, like why I like Jalen, I can be excited about you. Why I love Pat. Pat beats you in the pocket. Now, he'll get outside and do some really nice things, but he's a killer in the pocket. If you have to run, and I love the Ravens' approach to football, but I can't get over them choking at home against Kansas City. Their staff, not just the player, the worst offensive call game I've seen in modern history. And they just don't know how to take advantage of leads. But I love Lamar, but I'm not going to make excuses for him. I don't make excuses for any of them. Because the badasses, they just win the game. That's why it's hard to go against. It kills me that Mahomes not in every category, number one. But if you don't keep it close to the vest, you'll end up with Aaron Rodgers. And you have a whole bunch of trophies in there, but he should have how many Super Bowls? 3 or 4? Yeah. But it ain't in him because he's too damn worried about Aaron Rodgers. When you heard James Arthur Monk on that mini interview that we had earlier today, did he strike you as a me guy or a team guy?
team, no question.
He's a Hall of Fame. Okay, a wide receiver, which most are categorized as jackasses. You just heard a man who's going to have his jersey retired and is a Hall of Famer. Did he sound like a me guy to you?
Nah, not at all.
That's why the dude was universally adored by his teammates. That's why I love Riggo so much, because when you see guys, you may think Riggo's like an action hero, right? You know, you always hear John doing this, John. I'll tell you what John does. John prepares to whoop your behind. He trains like a lunatic, too. He just don't necessarily want you to know it. He's not advertising it. Let me tell you something. This dude is a warrior. He puts in work. Runs his butt off. He's always, always count on him being in condition. No matter what he does after work. This brother never cheated himself for the game. Because he's too smart. He's running back. Are you kidding me? No, JR, he was a beast. And so, if you get enough of these type of personalities together, and they all commit to winning, it's crazy, man. Chuck Mann, savage. I'm just telling you, if I'm looking at a team, and I come in I'm a prospect. I'm going to take a look at you guys. I can already tell. I don't even have to see him practice. I got to watch him watch film. I got to see him in the meetings. Yeah. And then the chow line. Chow line tells me, I can learn so much about a team just watching them eat lunch. How they grow. Because it's all about, I'm forced to work with you. I'm not forced to like you. And teams that win, they get along well. There ain't that backstabbing, envy thing. You got a this and I got it. They don't even care. And the best ones want to drive a truck anyway. You know why? Because they don't give a hoot. It ain't what you get to the game in. It's what you do at the game while you're there. And all these dudes understand that. But it doesn't make you a bad guy to want to be in a Rolls. It doesn't make you a bad guy. You better play your behind off. Because you got to go back in that Rolls. And that's the thing that you don't want to be dismissive of. But it's like, I think it's like Colorado. And I love Prime. Prime was here. Prime was a good dude. But you got to win damn near everything to operate your life the way he operates his. It don't fly if you don't make the playoffs. It don't fly if you don't win the division. Because you look like you won it all. That's how you carry yourself. But your record don't match your style. That's all I'm saying. Now, he can do what he want to do. He's a grown-ass man. But the kids? I don't dig that. That ain't me. I don't like that. The hell you blinging talking about a watch? You didn't even win a bowl game. You didn't even win a championship. You run around flashing. I'm supposed to be impressed with that? Not at all. Wouldn't want you on my team. Yeah, wouldn't want you on my team. But that's just me. That's the age difference. See, you sitting over there skinning and grinning because you like it. You like all that. 542 in the nation's capital. This is the Hoffman Show. DOCDHN 301-230-0980 is our number. Holla back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Raise your hand if you watched MLB All-Star Game. I know I'm a sucker for baseball because by age, I grew up, it was the number one sport on the planet. Last night was so much fun. First of all, the AL owns the NL when it comes to the outcome. As a guy who grew up in love with the Dodgers, I'm not used to losing a lot. Then the long ball and the rule change, my dumb behind, I nodded off watching NBA Summer League. And then I come back to life. It's like the Home Run Derby again. I said, hold it, Slim. Wasn't the team up 6 runs? You know, I'm bouncing around. Back in the old days, you didn't have a chance to bounce. You had to watch one thing, period. That was so thrilling to watch that. I look for the fan engagement. It's the one. First of all, the NBA All-Star Game is just pathetic. I didn't even watch the game. I do watch the 3-point, the skills deal and all that. I refuse to watch any other game. It's an insult to the sport. Baseball, slamming it. The hockey All-Star Game, it was outstanding. It's the worst product going in the NBA. So what do you do, NBA commissioner, in your mind? How do you fix it? And what did you think about baseballs? Where did it rank? To me, seeing them highlights of Barry Bonds, it's just amazing, man. That was the whole weekend or whole few days, I was thoroughly impressed with MLB. Yeah, that got me. I was really, really appreciative of it. Any humans that have seen it, please holler at us. I just want to know. You watched. You was in and out, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think when you look at MLB's All-Star Game yesterday, that was competitive baseball at its finest. You know, one team jumps out to a 6-0 lead. The other team marches back, ties it up at 6-6-all. And then, you know, you get to a swing-off, which is new. This is the first time we've seen it since they made the switch in 2022. Because had this gone to extra innings, are you an extra innings guy, or would you have preferred to see what we saw yesterday where you have the swing off, these aren't the same contestants that were in the home run derby.
No, these and then ballers.
Kyle Schwarber comes up to the mound and just hits three of them. Comes up to the plate and just hits three out of the park. Like, I think this was very exciting. I will say, I think people probably would have wanted to see Shohei, Aaron Judge. They probably would have wanted to see those guys in this swing off because they didn't participate in their home run derby. And, you know, these are the star players that we want to see, kind of thing. But, I mean, it was already predetermined that these three players and these three players were going to be the guys that are going to participate in our swing off if there is a swing off. I think that's the only thing I probably would have wanted to see different, but I'm perfectly fine not seeing, you know, those guys and seeing some of the other guys step up to the plate and, you know, show why they're also all-stars.
I'm still a power pitcher guy first because Bob Gibson was my, that was my dream to be Bullet Bob. Skeens, I don't think I'd get in the box. If they had a contest, win $1 million, but you got to get in the box. Dude, this brother was throwing, he was flame throwing.
He was throwing gas.
And I'm telling you what, that's the most beautiful thing to me in all of sports. A pitcher, that kind of Randy Johnson kind of crazy velocity that he could actually kill you if he hit you. You got to actually have that in your mind. When Randy Johnson was flame throwing, there are people really concerned about making it out of the batter's box alive. And we don't, no matter how hard a guy hit the gun at 1-0, yeah, but do you strike fear and groan behind men? You couldn't pay me to get in a box with that brother throwing now the way he's pitching.
Yeah, he was.
Ain't nothing funny about it. I'm not even getting in the box.
Would you have liked to see him continue to throw?
Of course, because I'm a moron that has no interest in Pittsburgh Pirates organization.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, of course it would. Who wouldn't? But if I'm the owner?
Yeah.
No. First of
all. Get my guy out of there.
First of all, my guy ain't going. I've been saying this forever. As long as I've been on the microphone, you can't find anybody that can find a clip of me saying that if I had anything to do in MLB, you don't get my aces. I paid him to be sick for that week because they sacrifice more than anybody else. They come out yet without him, it ain't the same. Taking your aces out of this competition is like having LeBron not dunk. Mm. And then calling yourself a league for the people.
You ain't.
But you're not. Now, the three-point shooting contest now, I love it. But would I love it without Steph? I don't know, because he'll always be there. Now, I'm praying that Caitlin Clark gets a chance to be who she really is. But that's because, part of me, I'm a moron. I selfishly want to see her compete for my entertainment. The Fever have been much better than I thought they were going to be. They got a shot. They can compete for this thing. And she's missed more games she's ever missed in her life. But I guarantee you she's going to try to go, and she shouldn't. She shouldn't. That's why the Savannah Bananas, they are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because you know what they prove? It's about entertainment. It's like the Globetrotters. But yet they seem like they got more jet fuel behind them. They're not messing around. Those are some skillful people. But it's done in entertainment fashion. They pack play. I couldn't recognize the Nat Stadium when they were there. I thought people were giving away money. No, it was cool. They had 42 in it. Hey, man, look, we're lucky. We're so lucky to be able to have these guys. What are the focal points of a team? Pitching, a power pitcher. Send the Bonds replay. Because they hide him and they don't want to show him a lot, he's an embarrassment to some of them. Not me. I don't know why he had, if he did, when he went from Gumby, he was crushing the ball as Gumby.
Yep.
Then he becomes, you know, King Kong, and I'm going, but several of them did. What'd they do? They crushed the ball out. What do we want to see? People crush the ball out. They did what we wanted to see, those results. But from a health standpoint, that's really where I can't condone it. Because if they had heart attacks, if they were dropping like flies, we feel responsible. But no, man, I loved it. Baseball was number one. For a guy, for a toddler like yourself, I'm surprised you see that like that. That's your father. Your father made sure that you had depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made sure you had depth.
You know I played baseball too, right?
No, I didn't know. How would I know? Now, what would make you think that I would look at you and consider you have some baseball games?
Hey, I'm an athlete, man. I've tried almost every sport.
Okay, now I know you're in the outfield because you can't play in the infield. So,
I was on the mound. Why are you looking at me like that, man? Yeah, I was out there throwing gas too, man. Dude,
I didn't know you was in an association. Okay,
now I only play 1 year. I only play 1 year.
Why
I play. I play eighth grade in middle school.
Really?
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, look, every season counts. If you went through and survived an entire season, did you letter? It counts. All you got to do is get your letter. If you lettered, that's all that's mattered. And you in the club, Letterman's Club.
Yes, sir.
Not everybody could do that. You know, so you would have been a prodigy then. With your hand eye, if you're back, I've seen you're an athletic guy. You said you would pitch. DJ Lee, I keep telling my boy, remember the name, DJ.
All right.
Yeah, Lee, he's a monster. Okay, 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eye on him. 5:56 in the nation's capital, time to take a quick break. We will attack the 6 o'clock hour with the same stroke. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.